The holiday movie season is here, and Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What makes a holiday movie?
Well, you know, a holiday movie, I think, for the studios is a film that, A, will get a lot of people to go, and B, the critics will like as well. It's kind of when they save the movies that they think are really the ones they're proudest of, and they think people will join in their pride.
So they care if the critics like them? It's just not our bucks they're after?
Well, one of the things that happens is that it's the end of the year is near the Oscar season, and the critics are kind of bellwethers that help point the Academy members towards the films that are worth paying attention to. So at this time of the year, as opposed to other seasons, they really do care a little more about what critics think.
So they sneak it in at the end of the year. So there's not much time for us to reject the thing, is
it? It's true. And also they're afraid that people will have short memories, that Oscar voters will have short memories. And if they don't sneak it in at the end of the year, they won't remember the film when they come to fill out their ballots.
Or maybe they think we'll just be so filled with holiday cheer, we'll like anything.
Well, it's partly true. It's also that, you know, the holidays are times when people visit their families and then get tired of their families, want to do something else. Let's go to the movies. It's a natural time for people to get out and into theaters.
So what movies this year are likely to be hits?
Well, the ones that I think people are pointing to, first of all, is The Return of the King, the end of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. That's been a very popular film with most people. I remember not with you, Bob, but I think with most people. So that's coming up.
But who has a day and a half to see that?
Well, it is very long. It's over 3 hours, and you really will need a day and a half to see it.
I see in your eyes the same fear that would take the heart of me. A day may come when the courage of man fails, when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship. But it is not this day. This day, we fight!
The other one that people, I think, are pointing at is Cold Mountain, from the very successful novel. It's directed by Anthony Mangillo, who did The English Patient. It stars Nicole Kidman and Jude Law. It looks to be a big, epic film about the Civil War. Lots of battle scenes, lots of romance, lots of hardship. You know, everything that the audiences really like.
I will not leave Cold Mountain. My last thread of courage is to wait for you.
You ain't coming back, you know that. You must know that in your heart.
But there's a case where the novel was so good. How could a movie measure up?
Well, it may not measure up. They care about getting people into the theater, and they're hoping that it'll provide something that will get enough people in. You know, the potential audience for a film is much bigger than the potential audience for a book, no matter how popular the book was.
What else?
Something's got to give. It stars Jack Nicholson as kind of a womanizer who's always dating women half his age, and he falls in love with the mother of one of the women he's going out with, played by Diane Keaton. So that has, you know, some possibilities.
Not much of a stretch there.
Well, for, you know, for Nicholson's character, who just doesn't look at anyone under, you know, over 30, for him it's a big stretch.
I've never seen a woman that age naked before.
You're kidding.
Hey, we're not all doctors, baby.
This is also the time of year when smaller movie companies try to showcase their work.
Absolutely. They do a kind of counter-programming. They figure people are going to be fed up with these big blockbusters. They're going to look for something small, something kind of a change of pace, a palate cleanser. So there are some interesting palate cleansers this time around. There's Girl with a Pearl Earring, again from a celebrated book starring Scarlett Johansson. And Robert Altman has a little film about the world of ballet called The Company.
You're all so pretty. You know how I hate pretty. Now, come on. I mean, lift thighs. Lift up. Not so loady. And when you make those exits, you know, you hit the wall. I want you to move out and hit the wall. You're not doing that. You're looking like you've got a load in your pants. But I love you all. You're great, okay? You're great. Come on. Okay.
There's The Fog of War, a fascinating documentary that was at Cannes about Robert McNamara, directed by Errol Morris, who's probably our best documentary filmmaker.
Well, there's some holiday cheer. Go see a movie about Robert McNamara. I was just saying to the missus, why don't we go see a movie about Robert McNamara?
Well, you know, I guess they feel there are enough Grinches out there that are going to just line up at the box office and, you know, get some, counter-programming going.
You lost your wingman. It hurts me as much as it does you. I sent him there. And I've been there. I know what it is. But you lost one wingman. And we destroyed Tokyo.
Isn't this kind of like summer when studios come out with the big blockbusters?
They do. They also come out with big audience films that they feel everyone's just going to pour into, or at least that's their hope everyone's going to pour into. There's a film called Paycheck, which is directed by John Woo, who's one of the great action directors. It's from a Philip K. Dick short story. It stars Ben Affleck. It's a futuristic science fiction movie, and it's probably going to be very jazzy. And I think that they're looking to have a lot of people pour in the doors on that one.
All right, what's the pitch?
I can't tell you, other than to say that it involves optics.
One big paycheck. You're rich beyond your wildest dreams.
The other one that also has a mass audience written on it is a film called Stuck on You by the Farrelly brothers, who do comedies about things that most people would not think are comic subjects. This one stars Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear as conjoined twins who go through life stuck to each other and stuck on you.
Hi, how are you?
My name's Bob Tenner, but I'm really more of a baritone.
Hi, Bob.
This is my brother, Walt. I'd love it if you'd come by Quickie Burger.
Time's up, Casanova. Can I join you for a drink?
Sure.
And what do you recommend?
Well, I'm looking forward to a film that is a very downbeat film. It's not quite The Fog of War, but it's a film called House of Sand and Fog with Jennifer Connelly and Ben Kingsley. Really two terrific actors. It's a very powerful story from a novel by Andre Dubuc.
Pacific County has made a number of mistakes.
Look, this is their problem. They should fix it.
I want them out of my house.
Not typical holiday fare, but if a film is good, I'm always grateful, I'm always happy, and this one looks to be good.
It's not Robert McNamara either.
No, it's not Robert McNamara.
Thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.